This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Jadea.
And I'm John Hockenberry.
Welcome to Detroit. My gangsters and all my thugs. Double in hands if you show some love. And welcome to Detroit City.
In Detroit City, they're thinking about one thing today, and they've been thinking about it for weeks. It's the Stanley Cup, which ends tonight. The contest between the Detroit Red Wings and the Pittsburgh Penguins has been an exciting contest. But if you are lifelong fans of the Detroit Red Wings, this is a pivotal moment in what we can fairly say must be long and happy lives. Jason Dritzen and Michelle Rastelli join us from Detroit, Michigan. Guys, if you are lifelong Detroit Red Wings fans, you have had long and happy lives, correct?
Correct.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So what's on the line tonight, Jason?
Well, we'll be taking in the game downtown near the Joe Louis Arena, rooting on the Red Wings, and hoping they can give us something to cheer for throughout the summer.
Michelle Rastelli, are we going to see an octopus on the ice, do you think, tonight?
I would say probably most likely.
Can either of you explain to me this ritual of throwing an octopus onto the ice? And, octopuses have not been hurt in the preparation of this story. I just want to say that right up front. Jason, Michelle, can anyone of you explain this?
Well, the story of the octopus heads back to the original 6 days when there were 6 teams in the NHL, Detroit Red Wings being one of the original members. To win the Stanley Cup back then, you had to win 8 playoff games to get Lord Stanley's cup, and hence the 8 tentacles, and just became a representation throughout expansion of the NHL. You have to win more, 16 games now, but that tradition has long served here in the city of Detroit.
I like it, and I'm a fan of octopus, as an appetizer at an Italian restaurant. Michelle Rastelli, what do the Red Wings have to do to win tonight?
They had to play pretty well aggressive, keep their defense up, but also have their forwards kind of in front of the net scoring the goals.
And Jason and Michelle, many have spoken about the Red Wings, and, I'm talking to you from New York, where, of course, the Yankees are the huge franchise here, that, in fact, it's the Red Wings that are the most successful sports franchise in history. If you were to make that claim, Jason, what arguments would you use in your favor?
Well, I mean, it's funny. We're often, referred to as the Yankees of the NHL, which, isn't a bad thing. But I think, the cups alone, the tradition, the icon that's on the winged wheel, it's highly recognized. And you go throughout the country, the Detroit Red Wings travel very well. You see many jerseys and sweaters dotted throughout other arenas.
I can tell both of you have been watching these games because your voices are so raw. You guys have been screaming for how long now, Michelle?
Well, since the start. Who did they play first? Columbus?
Right, that's right, that's right. And that was an exciting series, too.
It was good.
Finally, Michelle, how would you rate this series in the environment of all the bad news in Detroit? It's some pretty welcome good news, wouldn't you say? A couple seconds here.
Yeah, I think definitely it'll bring positive, feelings, positive families, positive everything to the city, not only tonight, but through the parade and everything, I think.
Well, Jason Dritzen and Michelle Rastelli, let's just say we've got a couple of takeaway fingers crossed for the Red Wings tonight. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks. Go Wings.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.